You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Game 004, how does that look? Looks good, Ben. All systems are okay here. This is NASA 1 calling 10 seconds now.
10 seconds, roger.
0, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Looks good at NASA 1. Roger.
BCS arm switch is on.
Okay, Victor.
Landing rocket arm switch is on. Here comes the throttle. Every breaker's in. We have separation.
Roger.
I've got a blowout. Day for 3.
Intertips to 0.
Inches up. I can't hold it out to 2.
Correction. Help all horses off. Turn to life is emergency.
Oh, and she's breaking up. She's breaking.
A man barely alive. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's first bionic man.
John Peterson
will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster.
Help!
Oh, man. Haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, I know.
It's always good to reflect.
That's right.
You know, in better days, better times, when we were more optimistic, when we thought there would be a space age, I guess, now we're just spaced out.
Well, good morning.
This is John and Gordy in the morning on 92.7 WMDX. And every once in a while, I want to say different callers. I don't know what's happening here, but
yeah.
maybe this nuttiness, this insanity, this Trumpism is starting to catch on. It might just be some kind of disease, our next pandemic.
Great. Well,
I don't know.
That's an optimistic look.
Well, I know, but the nice thing is we didn't have to scrape ice off our car windows this morning.
That's good.
It's kind of nice and warm. It was 37 degrees when I was leaving.
Right.
It might be about 40 now, according to my Samsung official weather watch. Let's just take a quick look at sunrise 6:46.
Okay.
And sunset at 4:36.
Good deal.
All right. You talked to me about the Northern Lights.
Oh, yeah, last night.
A lot of people were taking photographs of the Northern Lights. It was spectacular. I mean, some of these pictures were just jaw-dropping.
Right.
Out in Mount Horeb, people were taking pictures, and they were just gorgeous. I mean, they had a great view. I guess, they don't have the city lights to contend with like we do here.
Right.
So that it's more obvious.
Yeah, I didn't see any, but I wasn't really looking that much. But a lot of light pollution around me. But so you went out and took some pictures?
Well, Ann dragged me out of the house.
Oh, that's nice.
What, 9:30, I was just getting ready to go to bed. And she had to go to the Black Hawk ski hill.
Okay.
Of some sort.
All right, yeah.
And we went there, and we took a walk out there on the edge of the cliff, where people ski down, and
sure
couldn't see anything. There was no lights, nothing that was visible to the human eye. My son took his camera out, took a picture, snapshot, and it was just gorgeous.
So the camera
in night vision picks up the Northern Lights. Okay, that's a tip next time. So if you're going out there and you're not seeing it, take a picture, and it'll be right there. I took a picture. I showed you.
Yeah.
The sky was just absolutely red. It was gorgeous. But you couldn't see it. You have to take a picture. You have to use night vision on your cameras.
Well, for me, I have an apartment. I'm on the fourth floor, and I have a little balcony area.
Yeah.
So I can see the whole sky perfectly, no trees in the way, and that's how I saw it last night. I was just on my balcony up on the fourth floor.
So you saw the Northern Lights?
I did, yeah. A little vaguely. You were right. When I was taking pictures, you could see it much more visibly.
Absolutely.
Yes. Apparently, there's another chance tonight to see some.
Wow. Oh, great. Now I get to go out again tonight. God. Yeah. It was almost a family thing. Everybody piling into the car, going out to a ski hill.
Yeah. Well, it's something to do. I didn't see. Maybe I'll check them out tonight.
Yeah.
See what happens.
All right.
Well, here it is Wednesday, and
it is. Yeah,
We've got Judy Davidoff, the editor and president of Isthmus, coming in a little while to tell us about the latest issue. It's a nonprofit issue, and we'll be chatting with her about that. And let's see, it's 11 minutes past the hour. You mentioned it's 37 degrees. High today is expected to be about 50. So it's going to be nice and mild.
A really nice day.
Yeah, it's going to warm up the next couple of days.
I have a new hobby.
Do you?
In fact, the whole family has a new hobby. I got a mouse trap that traps the mice and doesn't kill them.
Oh, we're back to the mouse traps, huh?
So, no, we're not back to the mouse traps. No, that was just hit and miss. We could not stand having a live mouse strangling itself in these traps.
Under
so we
sink?
Decided that, yeah, it was under the kitchen sink.
Yeah.
And this is where all the mice travel through. We had a little toll down there. It's a trap. And
well, it's a meeting area for
them. But here's the thing. It's driving us nuts. Now we take a flashlight and we look in there.
Oh, God.
Every hour, every day, every minute, and there's always a mouse in the damn trap. What do we have, a door open someplace? God, this is starting to get a little irritating. I had to let a mouse out this morning before I left.
Really?
I thought I can't leave it in there and let Ann take the mouse out this time. Although she and Brett, my youngest Gen Zer, they went out to the field together to let the mouse loose. This is getting just a little obsessive, you know. I don't want to do this, but
why don't you get a cat? Just break down and get a
cat.
No.
You're allergic,
cats.
Right?
Yeah, I'm allergic to cats.
Well, maybe you'd get used to it after a while.
What, is my cat going to open the cabinet and go in there? No, they're not that talented.
Just having a cat around will keep some of the mice away, perhaps.
What we want to do is we want to see the mice, capture them, and get them out of the house. We don't want to chase them into hiding. That's not going to help.
Okay.
The thing is, with mice, you know, they leave quite a mess behind.
Yeah.
You know, they don't
use
restrooms. So that's why you don't want mice. I mean, they're cute as heck. You know, we look at them in the see-through top of this trap, and
yeah,
got those bug eyes. You know, those beady eyes. You know, just so cute.
Maybe you need more traps. You just have this one trap. Maybe you need a bunch of traps around that area and just put them all over the place. No.
That's
you
all
think
I
that'll
need.
Just... Let's go to the phones. Matt is on the line. Good morning, Matt.
Oh, God.
How you doing?
Hey, Matt.
Morning, guys. My girlfriend's cat is living with me now, and I'd be more than happy to lend him to you for a little while. We could take care of all your mice for you.
Oh, that would be
He's
great.
Driving me nuts.
I know. I'm just,
that's right.
And, you
rent
know,
a cat.
This is really, yes.
Rent
yes,
a cat.
There you
hey,
go.
There's a new business for
you
me
got
to
it,
try
Matt.
When I lose my job thanks to Trump, I can try that.
Yeah, when they stop mail service.
I wanted to call about these data centers. This
oh,
is,
yeah. Boy.
They
yeah.
are lying. There's teeth, lying through their teeth on this one because, first of all, AI is a bubble, like the dot-com bubble back in the, what was that, 90s? They're overestimating the number of customers that AI is going to have. So they're rushing to try to build all these centers.
Yeah.
There's a high likelihood that 8 out of 10 of them will be obsolete by the time they're finished and ready to use. And a lot of them are serviced off-site, so you're not going to have anyone working there. So when they say hundreds of jobs, that's just to build it. That's for the 6 months or whatever it takes to build it, and then there's, like, no jobs.
Oh, really? There's just a data center with computers in it, and that's it?
Mm. Yeah, it's just AI managed. Maybe one person will go and empty the trash, the data trash, whatever, you know.
Well, yeah. Well, there is a computer crash every once in a while. You know, they're not perfect machines.
They send the Geek Squad from Best Buy.
That's true.
But it's all a big sham. It's a Ponzi. It's a con, you know, because Elon Musk is a con man. He's just selling all these hopes to inflate the stock. It's all BS. You know, there's no way in hell you're going to sell, what did he say, like a billion robots? Like,
yeah.
This guy's a They're all pieces of shit, literally. These people are awful.
Well, here, you can't use the S word yet.
But no one should buy into these data centers.
No. They really
as many of them as you can, because they're a waste of our resources.
Well, you know, I'm with you. I'm not sure. You know, this whole idea of data centers sprung up pretty quick in the last year.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden now everybody's utility bills are going up. So, yes, those data centers are there. There's a few of them. There's a lot of them already built. So, you know, they're there. Now they're just going to build gigantic, you know, three stadium size data centers. So,
but that's how you know it's a bubble, the way they're rushing to do it.
Well, you're thinking it might be. I just don't know, because now the advice from a lot of these people who are advising Gen Zers to get out there and get a job are saying you got to know AI, because if you don't, you're going to be left in the dust. Yeah. So I don't know. I don't know which way to go with this. I think we're going to talk to Mike McCabe about that a little bit later on. Mm-hmm. All right.
Very good, Matt.
All right, Matt.
Thanks for that call. There was a report on 60 Minutes about data centers and the Chinese buying a lot of land all across the USA.
Really?
And
wanting still to allowed build, to do that.
Yes. Hmm. And they're building data centers with the idea that they're going to come in and run the data centers. Call me
surprised. I mean, we're banning their cars. We're banning their cell phones because we don't want them tapping into our information. So now we're letting them buy land to build data centers to tap into everything that we do in this country.
They've already bought a lot of land.
Yikes.
And they continue to purchase it.
You know, maybe it's just the administration that isn't really watching what's going on. You know,
or maybe it's a deal we have with the Chinese government that they don't want to let us know about.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of things they're
there's a lot
doing
of maybes there
that we don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm listening to the radio on the way in, and I'm hearing all of these different little things the administration is doing behind the scenes.
Yeah.
And it's stunning. it really is just unbelievably stunning. I mean, they're the closing centers that have something to do with, you know, predicting the weather, satellites, and taking pictures of the universe. They're closing these down. They're downsizing them. It's at the point of putting us at a deficit to other countries when it comes to technology and moving ahead and moving forward with this technology.
Yeah.
So we're starting to really kill the economy at least 10 years out.
I'm looking now. I just Googled 60 Minutes China data centers, and there's a report there about national security experts are concerned about farmland being bought by China and a plan to attack America from China with these data centers.
Okay.
I mean, it seems like it might be something to be concerned about.
Yeah. Yeah.
Something we ought to put on the radar.
Well, I don't know. I really have
to. We're not worried about it.
Yeah, well, the administration's not worried. I put all my trust in their security.
Well, a lot of this comes from a four-star general who's now retired.
Oh, well.
So he may know a few things.
He may know a few things then, yes. At least we're getting rid of the immigrants, right?
Oh, you
know,
is that happening?
Now we feel safer on the streets.
I guess so. All right. Well, we're just getting started on a Wednesday morning, covering a lot of ground here in the first 19 minutes. We'll be back with more of John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo. Domo. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending. What's trending? You can ask me what's trending.
It's all trending, WMDX 92.7 with John and Gordy. We're talking the trending things that are going on in the country, including the data centers.
That's right. And Dominic Lee is our producer. We've got 37 degrees, partly cloudy skies this morning, but we should be in for a good deal of sunshine and a high near 50. And we were also talking about the Northern Lights last night. I guess tonight is another chance to see some of that if the skies are clear enough.
Right, right.
And
before the Chinese buy the skies.
Well, that's it.
So,
but don't worry about it. The U.S. government is still closed, but the House is going to vote today on that Senate bill that would reopen the government. So we'll have that to look forward to today, see if they can get that settled and reopen things.
That better not happen. Mark said, I thought our legislature's all concerned about the Chinese buying farmland.
I
recall that.
Now we know why.
I remember Scott Walker selling off all the land to Chinese interests, and that wasn't going well. I mean, they were just buying land so they could plant ginseng and then take over the market.
Yeah, that's
so
maybe what they were saying, but apparently they're going to build more data centers and take over our infrastructure.
Well, you pointed me to the 60 Minutes story. It was about a month old, but It's really an interesting story.
Well, General Tim Hawe.
Yeah, China hacking America's critical infrastructure, retired four-star general warns, and he is a spy master.
What does it take to be a spy master?
A spy master.
Yeah, that seems like...
I still have the cereal box watch, spy master watch. So I think I'm still included in that group.
Are you? You're a spy master? You know it?
I see, believe that I still am, yes.
Okay.
And still, you know, a member of Uncle.
Oh, sure. The man from Uncle?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. Somewhere I've got that official card.
I do, too.
Yeah.
Not quite sure where it is. You know, it might be in my box of cards. What a place to put it.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, you mentioned the vote that might take place in the House.
Right.
Now, here's the thing. And this really, oh, man, I was just really seething with anger yesterday completely because...
You?
Never happens, right? What an unusual thing.
Yeah.
I wasn't ready for that. Yeah. My system doesn't handle that very well. Anyway, I was very angry that, there was a voice vote basically in the Senate saying, yes, we're going to vote this way. And, you know, eight Democrats decided to betray the entire Democratic Party. And that was just a voice vote. And I thought, with all the criticism that was piled on by just about everybody saying they gave up, they got nothing, right?
Yeah.
I thought maybe that would at least change the minds of at least one of the senators, the Democratic senators.
Yeah.
It did nothing.
No.
I don't even think they even knew that there was a really negative response to what they were trying to do. And and they went ahead and voted anyway. And that's what really made me angry. I thought, weren't you listening to the media? Weren't you listening to the response by Americans?
No, they made up their minds.
And it was just tragic.
Now it goes over to the House, and we'll see what happens next. But
Hakeem
Jeffries says he's still opposed to the bill. But,
Yes. Last night on MSNBC, he was saying nothing's happening. They're not going to approve it. And yet everybody's gearing up to have it approved today.
Yeah.
What the hell? Right? God. Are they not listening to Hakeem Jeffries? I think that he knows what's going on in the House. I'm just waiting to see. Maybe he doesn't. And maybe everybody overrides his belief that we shouldn't go ahead with this.
Yeah, we'll see.
We should hold up the government, keep it shut down. I know there are a lot of people out there saying we've got to have our money, we've got to have our paychecks, we're behind on our bills,
benefits,
everything, and the SNAP benefits.
Yeah.
Now, I talked to my MAGA friend in Milwaukee, and he's on the phone saying, you know, the Republicans are in charge. You guys should just open the government up again. And I said, well, you just told me that the Republicans are in charge. You guys open the damn government. Why is it our responsibility? We're not in the majority. You are. You do it.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, you guys also knew that you needed Democratic votes, and yet you didn't expect to do any kind of trading, any kind of agreement.
Yeah.
Really? Really? And he just kept blaming us for keeping the shutdown. I said, well, you know what? It takes two. You guys could also back down and let the tax cuts go through, or the tax credits, rather, for the ACA go through, and then everybody's happy.
Yeah.
But they want to kill the Affordable Care Act, finally, and this is the way they're going to do it, by saying it got too expensive. See, it really didn't work. Right. Oh, yeah, it did work. By 24 or 22 million people getting health care where they didn't have it before the ACA. Mm-hmm. But anyway, this is one of those things where we just have to stick to our guns. I mean, people really, truly are blaming the Republicans for this shutdown. And what are we doing? We're backing down again.
Yeah.
And the thing is, one comment that Jen Psaki mentioned yesterday was that Democrats believe in government. We believe that there should be government. And what we want to do is we want to keep it running so it does its job. And so everybody is very comfortable in this country and everything is running smoothly.
That helps everybody.
Exactly.
Not just your constituent, not just your party.
So, you know, it's one of those things where we just feel responsible to have government running. And they don't want government to run at all. They want everybody to be in the private sector, the free market. And which isn't free at all, because all the rules and regulations that government has come up with help these big companies.
They just want to keep power and hold power.
Yeah.
They don't care about how they do it or who it hurts.
Right.
They just want the rich people and the super rich, you know, in control and get the tax cuts.
Right?
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, we don't count.
29 past the hour, straight ahead, the Midwest Food and Farm Report with Pam Yonke, fabulous farm babe. Then we're back with Idiocracy on this Wednesday. It's John Peterson, Gordy Young, along with our producer Dominic Lee. Stay with us.
As the 21st century began, human evolution was at a turning point, a dumbing down. With no natural predators to thin the herd, it began to simply reward those who reproduced the most and left the intelligent to become an endangered species.
What an idiot! Oh, what a loser!
Now listen, Grapehead, I'll explain it so even you can understand it.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Yeah. Yes, it's time for dumbness. Dumb and Dumber.
That was a great movie. Jeff Daniels?
Yes, it was very unique.
Jim Carrey?
Yeah.
Actually, Jeff Daniels is coming to the Atwood Music Hall.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. Yeah. And I saw that in the Isthmus. We're going to talk to Judy Davidoff in a little while, the president and editor of the Isthmus. Get caught up with her. We also have something going on at the Atwood Music Hall. It's the Godfather of Green Bay film screening.
I can't wait for this.
This is going to be great, and we're going to have a lot of fun there, and we invite all of our listeners and everybody to come to Atwood Music Hall on December 4th. That's a Thursday evening, 7 p.m. Going to start it nice and early so you can get home. You know, it's school night. I get it. and with the help of Downdrin's Distilling, our sponsor, and Pete Schwabe, our nightlight host, he's going to be there. He's in this film. He directed it. He wrote it. He's the star of it. It's we're celebrating its 20th anniversary. So we'd like to see you there. Join us at Atwood Music Hall. And some of the proceeds also go to the Dane County Humane Society. Again, that's Thursday, December 4th, 7 p.m. Go to WMDXradio.com for more information. You can buy tickets now at Atwood Music Hall.
20th anniversary.
Yep.
This is way back when Pete Schwabe was a leading man.
Yeah,
he was out in Hollywood. He's the romantic interest in this movie, and
it's pretty funny.
It's really fun to watch. You really have to see this in full movie theater.
Yeah,
wonder. Anyway,
go ahead.
But you know, we're filling in for Pete Schwabe.
Oh yeah, Thursday and Friday night this week.
That's right.
Yeah,
just around the corner.
That'd be good. Yeah, tomorrow night. Yeah. Ready for that? We've got a bunch of great guests lined up.
We do. We have Scott Dickers, who started he started The Onion here in Madison, and we'll be talking to him about his new book.
Yeah. And we've got our travel couple.
Yes.
Tom and Christy.
Tom and Christy Manis.
Yes.
Yeah. They're going to join us, talk about things and, to visit this holiday season.
A whole hour of Todd Michaels.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Really?
We'll be talking about ghosts again. When we had him as a guest on the show, I felt like we didn't even get to say anything. let him say anything. It was just like we didn't really have enough time to really get into the meat of ghost hunting. Mm-hmm. Are there really ghosts?
Yeah.
What manufactures a ghost? Can we just conjure them up? And also, of course, Mr. Alien guy over here, follows aliens, looks into the sky all the time.
A lot more evidence on UFOs and aliens than there is on ghosts.
There is?
Okay. Listen, I'm not saying they don't exist, but I've never seen one, and most people haven't. So
what are you talking about? Aliens?
Ghosts. Ghosts.
Okay.
See? UFOs. We have video. And there's all kinds of UFOs flying around in the ocean and stuff.
Before, you could kind of believe the older videos, right?
Yeah, right.
But nowadays you can't.
Well,
because of AI.
Yeah.
I mean, they actually look real.
Yes.
In these AI videos.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't trust any of the
Some of these are military videos, though, from jets and stuff that the government has released after keeping them under
wraps. That's great. Yeah. But, the people that are out there now can manufacture seeing UFOs
that's true.
And make it look pretty real.
Well, same with ghosts.
Yeah, Gordy, do you believe in Area 51 then? Or
I believe it exists.
You believe it exists?
That's funny you brought that up. I don't think I've ever seen an AI version of seeing a ghost or recording a ghost.
Well, how would you know?
What do you mean?
How would you
know? No, I haven't seen a video.
Oh, okay.
Where somebody's manufactured seeing a spirit and recording it. I've never seen that.
Well,
I've never seen that.
Have you ever looked for one? I don't know. I'm sure they exist. I just haven't bothered to look.
Okay. Now you've just created a... Okay, let's get
this is not what we were going to talk. We were going to talk about, during Pam Yonke's most excellent report, she was talking about manure. And I've always pronounced it manure.
Yes.
But she pronounces it manure.
Yes,
right?
Because it's spelled that way.
Right.
I realized that last night when I put the story together.
Well, we were discussing how to pronounce this.
Yes, it came up in her broadcast, and then I thought, wait a minute, I just spelled manure in a story that I wanted to tell everybody about, a French way of protesting.
Well, if only there was a way that we could find out the correct pronunciation
exactly.
of manure.
You want to say it spelled N-U-E-R. It's actually N-U-R-E.
Okay.
So it's manure.
Let's see what Julian says.
Okay, all right, Julian's our expert. Okay. Let's hear what Julian has to say.
Not right.
That's it.
Manure.
That's
do you have
not
anything
right.
else to say?
Well, you should let him go on. He always gives you the alternative pronunciations.
Can you hear that again?
Like in the Midwest. And no, he doesn't do that.
that's all it is.
That was it?
Yeah.
See? I was right. Manure.
I'm signing with Pam on this.
Okay.
And it sounds like a farmer would say it. Manure.
Manure.
Anyway, French farmers sprayed manure on government buildings to protest high taxes.
They sprayed it on the buildings?
Yes, yes. I saw a video of this, and they piled up tires in front of the building and then sprayed the manure all over the front of the lawn and the sidewalk and the road in front of these government buildings and on these piles of tires, which, would become just soaked in manure, and you had to haul them away.
Really?
The headline was like, the French really know how to protest.
Yes, they do.
Wow.
What a cleanup job that would have been.
That gets the point across, doesn't it? Yeah. I mean, they take one of these big septic tank cleaning systems,
right?
The big truck, semi, and they pull it up, and then they spray the manure from those. That's how they get it out there. All right, let's go to something a little more tragic here. The U.S. tsunami warning system is now crumbling and fading away.
Oh, that's right. I heard this.
Funding
yes.
and staffing cuts are shuttering the monitoring stations that sustain this life-saving early warning system. Again, life-saving. overseen by NOAA, funding was slashed this year by Trump. As a result, 9 seismic station operations by the Alaska Earthquake Center will shut down in mid-November. That's where all the fault lines are, by the way.
Great.
It's the Trump authorities' efforts to reduce federal spending on science and climate research because it's just a big host.
So why would they do? They just figure, well, we only get a tsunami once in a great while.
Right.
There's no point to have a warning system because, you know, so what if a big one comes along? It's not really not going to hurt.
Wipes out
much.
300 or 400 people.
Yeah.
It doesn't. It happens every once in a while.
Yeah.
You know, a lot
just
of people
deal
die.
With it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not a big deal.
If you
deal.
Don't like that, just move inland.
Yep. You know, climate change is just a hoax. You don't need these seismic centers. My God, come on. Fine. Get real. Let's save a little taxpayer dollars and maybe lose a few lives along the way. And that Charlie Kirk thought that same thing about owning guns, right? Oh, well, it's, you know, the Second Amendment's worth a few lives lost.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that work?
We're getting
out?
Some texts in here from manure discussion here. We got one from Catherine. I don't know if we read that or not. I'm not sure. Maybe we shouldn't read.
No, we could.
Are we? I don't know.
You know, Catherine was right on top of this thing. She says, is this your endless effort to get the S word on the air?
Probably.
It's our campaign.
I didn't think about that.
That's right. Well, they say it on CNN now all the time.
Everybody says it now. They just throw it out there. Yeah.
By the way, MSNBC is ready to change it to MS Now. Any moment.
Please, could we just change over?
Just do it.
Now, they say that nothing's really going to change. You can tune in just as you do each and every night.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the thing I'm looking forward to is how they're going to stream it. I don't know how they're going to stream it.
What do you mean? Why would that change?
Because it's a different company. So they have to stream it in a different way.
I see.
I think. Well, we'll see.
Okay. Can't wait. On the edge of my chair.
I worry about technology. You don't.
Really don't.
All right. Yeah, okay. Right-wing pundit Candace Owens, Kurt has a Charlie Kirk conspiracy. If I can just read my own handwriting.
Really?
Candace is coming out there, and she's speaking about a conspiracy that she truly believes strongly in. And I thought this CNN host did an excellent job of questioning Candace in regards to these theories that she has. She wouldn't just let Candace get away with saying some of the things that she says. So let's listen to this interview.
When you say you believe that Charlie Kirk was betrayed by someone close to him, what do you mean?
I think that in the coming weeks, there's going to be a lot of financial reports that are coming out. And I, first and foremost, do not believe that Tyler Robinson killed Charlie Kirk. I want to be very clear on that. Whether he was involved, I think the answer is yes. I think that's obvious.
And your basis for saying he didn't act alone is what?
I don't know, maybe the weird Fed messages that were concocted out of thin air that had no timestamp and were written like they were speaking in 1822, among other things. Their lack of an ability to answer any basic questions about what took place.
But do you have any proof that the messages were made up? Because that would be easily proven.
Yeah, but they didn't put timestamps on them, and Discord came out and said they didn't exist.
This was supposedly text messages, not Discord messages. It's my understanding from the indictment.
Oops.
What? I actually did not read that they were text messages.
The indictment calls them text messages.
What would it be? Like the feds are like on a computer, like typing it out back and
That's
forth?
That's exactly what it is. The feds made up the text messages.
But you don't have anyone from like the FBI telling you that or law enforcement?
I have leaks.
Okay.
Have what?
No. Has anyone leaked to you?
And Tyler Robinson has.
But has anyone said to you, even off the record, mm-hmm. We faked these?
I have very strong sources everywhere on both sides.
Well, I look forward to seeing the evidence of that.
Sure. Because when we keep talking about evidence, it's like, who's going to present that evidence? Like the mainstream media? Like who are you expecting to come out?
Yes, that would be a hot story.
No, it wouldn't be.
It would be.
It wouldn't be.
If the FBI, if I had a source telling me, if I had proof that the FBI faked those messages, that would be an enormous story.
A big story.
Yeah, I kind of feel like we live in a post-Epstein world and we know how stories get shut down.
No.
Okay.
Wasn't it? That was a great interview. Had her.
Who?
In each and every move, every rumor that she
But they started getting very quiet and talking. Oh, that's a conspiracy.
You know? You would think that if you had an FBI agent who kind of told you the truth about this, that would be a big story, right? Well, no, they'd cover that up. Okay. Whoops. No, they wouldn't.
Okay.
I admired that. I don't know who this individual is, but I have to check more of her out on CNN. The
conversation sounded like it was on SNL. I mean, it's just bizarre. Strange. Okay. 6:48, and when we come back, we're going to check in with Judy Davidoff from the Isthmus and find out about the latest nonprofit issue. That's what it's all about. John and Gordy, WMDX.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
City. I can't wait to feel my wheels rolling and I'm on my way. I've been gone so long now, I think it's a pity. Going back to Mad City today.
WMDX 92.7, John and Gordy in the morning, Dom at the controls.
It is 6:52. Weather today looks just fine. 37 degrees this morning. Nice and mild all day long. A high near 50. And we're seeing clear skies over State Street, downtown Madison. Looking good this morning.
It looks like Isthmus is celebrating itself.
Yeah.
In their latest issue, the nonprofit issue.
That's it.
They are a nonprofit.
Yeah. Second annual nonprofit issue. And with us on the phone right now is Judy Davidoff. She's the editor and president of Isthmus. Judy, good to have you with us again.
I think her new title is King.
King? Really?
Or maybe.
Is that how it goes these days?
Maybe, you have to be king or queen, you know, and well, of course, no King's Day, so let's go with queen.
Okay.
They haven't protested that yet.
Okay.
But, you know, Judy, I remember the days, and you mentioned in the issue here that you don't have a location anymore. You just kind of meet at one of those buildings where they have a whole bunch of different businesses, you know, startups. Without having an actual lease on a building someplace. It's a starting block on East Washington Avenue.
Yeah. Well, so it's starting block. It is a co-working space.
Yes.
And Jason and I have two permanent seats there, and that gives you access to the whole building.
Yep.
And anyone else can work there, really, if they want during the day as well. But, yeah, we don't have a large, on King Street, we had an entire building.
Mm. Yeah. So, I remember the party you guys had there every year.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, that was big, beautiful parties.
I don't remember.
And other places
I guess
too.
I wasn't invited.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Really? Big parties?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was great. It was great. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about this nonprofit issue. You've got not only a cover story about this, but a pullout section. And what did you learn about this as far as nonprofits in Madison? There's a lot of them, right?
I mean, there are a lot of them. There are thousands. You know, we don't have the most per capita in the nation. I learned that last year, as a lot of people always said, but we do have a lot of them. You know, I think that there are, you know, everyone's struggling. The political environment is challenging. The funding environment is challenging. Mm-hmm. And people are just finding ways to, you know, address that, address their, you know, stepping up fundraising when it comes to grant writing. You know, some people are having to, you know, really massage their words and choose different words.
That's right. It's an article you wrote, The 100 Deadly Words, and these are the minority nonprofit groups that have equity and diversity included in their descriptions, and now they have to kind of change that up a little bit. Isn't that crazy because of the Trump administration?
Yeah. You know, as one attorney recently said, it's, you know, you just have to, how did he put it? Basically, you can go back to your mission statement. And if your mission statement is to serve people, you know, perhaps that's a way you can put it. You're not going to turn anyone away, right?
Right.
Is how he put it. So, but it's, yeah, it's very challenging.
It's crazy that you have to hide something like that. Right. You know, when they came out against diversity, equity and inclusion, I thought, well, you're not going to be able to vilify those three words. And they did. They managed to do it. Yeah. That's crazy.
And, you know, the other thing that, you know, as I was thinking about that is what a change from just, you know, a few years ago when, you know, that was really kind of on everyone's mind, thought of it as a good goal, and funders did as well.
Mm-hmm. You also have a section in here, volunteer guide. Tell us a little bit about that. There are so many places that people can, you know, volunteer around here. This is terrific.
Again, yeah, it's a sponsored section, so people pay a small amount to be in there. But it's an opportunity for an organization to just tell readers what they do. You know, we have this standard three questions for them. And then really how they can help, because, you know, sometimes you're just sitting at your house and you want to do something, but you don't know what you want to do. And this is, I think, a really nice way of giving you a kind of cross section of groups. You can read if it sounds like something you're interested in, then there's also contact information.
And so many nonprofits rely on volunteer people to pitch in and help out, right?
Oh, yeah.
So it's perfect.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of groups, you know, the larger groups have a dedicated staff person who manages the volunteers because they're such an important part of the group.
Yeah. Well, your issue is really informative. You have five nonprofits you should know about. And being a part of, you know, being a customer of these nonprofits really helps them out as well. And certainly trying to participate and promote their nonprofit businesses. I think that's fantastic stuff. I want to bring up something here. You know, you have the Isthmus News Quiz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's one here with John Nichols in it. It's what is longtime Cap Times associate editor John Nichols' new gig?
Yeah.
And the choice is host of Eternal Optimist, a new nightly program on MSNBC. Editor in chief at The Progressive. Executive editor of The Nation. A life coach for comrades.
Pretty good.
And the answer is Nichols, who has previously been a Nation, blah, 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 plans to keep his job at the Cap Times and continue to write The Progressive. How does he do it?
Yeah.
Actually, none of those answers were correct. It's great stuff, really.
Yeah. It's energetic. It was a little insidery, but if you know John, and you know, he'll come up and say, hi, comrade.
Yep, exactly.
You got it.
Right.
I do love that answer, though, life coach.
Well, Judy, thank you for being with us. And, of course, you can
pick
up.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We appreciate you spending some time with us. And we have Judy on once a month talking about the Isthmus
issue. Which isn't enough, by the way.
Right, yes. And you can pick one up just wherever you see it around Madison. Yep. It's free. We're coming back in our 7 o'clock hour. Big stories straight ahead. John Agordi, WMDX.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.